Watershed Voice, community-supported journalism.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. It is me, Lane, back for another week of everything Michigan sports related. It is July 13th. Holy crap. Hope you all had a safe and wonderful 4th of July. I know I did. It's very painful, though, to think that we're quickly approaching the midway point of July, but with that comes football season. So silver linings here, people. So before I really dive into today's episode, if you guys have not, make sure you give us a subscribe, like us, rate us on all of your podcasting streaming sites. I would greatly appreciate it. Like I've always said, I strive for 5 stars, but if I'm not reaching that 5-star criteria, tell me what I can do to improve, and I will do what I can. So with that, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and preview the show today. It is actually MLB All-Star Week. Tonight is the All-Star Game. Last night was Home Run Derby. Pete Alonso showing off again up in Colorado. Shohei Ohtani struggled. The big favorite for the game struggled, went against Juan Soto, met his match, and Soto won that matchup. So tonight, actually, is the All-Star Game. Like I said, you've got Shohei leading the AL against Max Scherzer, my boy, leading the NL. And then also you've got right now the MLB draft, still ongoing, which I'm going to talk a little bit about the Tigers draft. And then I'm just going to do some hot, kind of bold, spicy takes for the second half of the Major League Baseball season. I'm going to close it down, maybe preview my next episode, and we'll go from there. So, all right, I am back from that quick little break here. So like I said, I'm going to break down the Detroit Tigers draft. I'm just going to go through a couple of the picks. I mean, it's a huge draft, so I don't have all that time, and I don't think you really want to hear me talk about everybody. So leading off, Tigers drafted 3rd Sunday night. Some pretty good names out there. I know Jordan was looking for Jack Leiter or Leiter. Unfortunately, went a pick earlier to the Texas Rangers. And so on the board, the Tigers selecting 3rd could have chose Marcelo Mayer, which was a consensus for a lot of people, the first overall pick, but I believe his last name was Davis from Louisville, the catcher. End up going 1 to Pittsburgh. So Mayer's sitting there. All along, though, we'd been tied to an 18-year-old named Jackson Job out of Oklahoma, right-handed pitcher. And we ended up going with Job. And I immediately thought to myself, why would you take Jackson Job when you have Mayer sitting there who's a good bat on top of being a really good defender? And he would immediately address a position of need for shortstop for the Tigers. But no, so the Tigers go with Job at 3, 18 years old, absolutely vicious slider. I think they said he's like RPMs on it or like 3,400, which would immediately put him in the top echelon of pitchers in the bigs right now with very good sliders. But the kicker is with Job, he's only been a pitcher for 13 months, and he's 18. Oh, and he's in high school. Oh, and he hasn't faced any college bats yet. So, to me, that's a huge risk by Alavila. Now, you read some of the tea leaves, and you read some of the insider stuff, and they're saying they think Avila did it because they want Job to be brought up in 2023, which would be Mize, Job, Skubal, Manning. I know I'm forgetting somebody else, maybe Fado, all being called up to pitch for us. And I mean, that's a really good starting rotation, but I think the one thing we've really seen the Tigers be plagued by this year is a lack of a bat. And I mean, the farm system, yeah, we have Torque and we have Green. We have Cody Clemens getting ready to come up. So, I mean, we've got some good names out there, but Whew. I mean, Mayer staring you right in the face at three, and you go with Job, who, I mean, 18 years old, kind of unproven, and he's a right-handed pitcher. I mean, his fastball's okay. His changeup's okay. I mean, it's really you're buying off on his slider. For me, I hated the pick. I still hate the pick. I would much rather have seen Mayer there, but at the end of the day, if he ends up balling out for the Tigers, and I'll be happy to eat my words. And for me, he's a Tiger now, so I'm going to support him. Sitting at 32nd, Lions selected Ty Madden, which is a pitcher from Texas. By a lot of reports, he was rated the 9th best prospect in the Major League Baseball draft this year. So that's a good pickup for the Tigers. Good serviceable fastball, curveball is good. I mean, he's a pretty good pitcher. So, I mean, you started to see early Avilas trying to really grease the wheels for pitching. Beginning second round, he picked up Isaac Pacheco. I know I'm probably murdering his name. Picked him at 39th. He's currently a shortstop, but he's being projected more as a third baseman in the bigs. Good size, good power. Pretty good pickup. So overall, really, for the Tigers, it was a good draft. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and rip them. I mean, they're still drafting right now, but Avila really went pitcher heavy, especially right-handed pitcher heavy. Which it's starting to become a little more clear that it looks like he's really trying to bolster the bullpen. Which, I mean, if you've watched the Tigers at all this year, the bullpen is the Achilles heel and has been the Achilles heel probably for the past decade. So that's kind of what it's looking like he's trying to do, which if that's the case, I mean, I do support it. I do think it's a good idea because we do need to build a bullpen because can't expect Mize and all our young studs to go 7 innings every outing and hold the opposing team to, you know, 2 runs. But in regards to the Joe pickup, a lot of fans out there say, oh, does that mean we're going to sign Carlos Correa? Well, I mean, that's, to me, I think that's stupid to think that way. Because you're really hinging a lot on somebody to come from a winning franchise to a franchise that, let's be honest, has been rough the past 5 years. And they're still in the middle of a rebuild, guys. So, I mean, do I think we could get a big name for shortstop? Yeah, but when in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years has Avila really been looking at wanting to spend money? I mean, if the timeline is 2023 now to get this, all these young pitchers up, then I mean, that to me kind of screams that he's not going to spend money this offseason either, or maybe the next. And then 2023 is when he's really going to go out. I hope I'm wrong, but that's kind of my gut feeling. I don't know, guys. What do you think? You think the Tigers did well? I mean, overall, I'd say right now the Tigers probably have a B. I mean, it's a good pitching class. It could be the Angels, 20 picks, 20 pitchers. So we're not like that. But if you look at the Angels are really without a stud pitcher as well. So I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder what the Avila's plan is. I also am hoping Avila's tenure is short. If we do indeed, you know, struggle to sign anyone this offseason and we continue to struggle overall. Because, I mean, the youth and the talent is there between Torque, Green, and some of the younger guys coming up. So we'll see. But with that, guys, I'm going to take a quick break here. And then I'm going to give you 5 bold, spicy, interesting takes for the second half of the Major League Baseball season. And I'm going to close it down. So stay tuned. All right, guys, final segment here, getting ready to run through my bold, spicy prediction. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get it. So my first bold prediction for the second half of the Major League Baseball season, I'm going to keep riding the Shohei Ohtani train, and that is I predict Shohei Ohtani hits 50-plus home runs, 130 RBIs, and he finishes the season with a sub-3 ERA with 150 strikeouts. So again, above 50 home runs, 130 RBIs, sub 3 ERA, and 150 strikeouts. Thus completing the most well-rounded season ever and the most, and we're currently seeing the most well-rounded Major League Baseball player since Babe Ruth. Huh? Yeah, that's a little spicy. A little caliente. So moving on to my next one, the San Francisco Giants fall out of first place and the wild card race in the National League West. Really just looking over the Giants, I mean, they have a brutal second half schedule. Really the easiest opponents they're going to face coming out of the second half stretch is they open in July, or I believe at the end of the month, they are facing Pittsburgh in a 3-game series. Then they play the Diamondbacks in a 4-game series. And then rest of that, they're playing the Cubs, the Athletics, Padres, Dodgers, Rockies. I mean, they've got a tough sledding ahead of them, and I don't think the Giants can hold on. I think you're going to see them flounder a little bit, and I think you're going to see them flounder enough that they fall out of even the wild card race. Spicy take number two there. Number three, kind of following along the lines of hot teams, I think the Red Sox also fade. I think the Red Sox fade out of the first place, and the Rays end up taking sole ownership of the American League East. Yankees are really kind of disappointed this year. You could see some changes there. I mean, rumors had it the Judge was on the trading block, which I think is absolutely asinine. There's no way he's on it. I mean, I could see Stanton over Judge, but that's my opinion. But I do still think the Red Sox make the wild card. So they fall out of first in the East, still make the wild card. So now the last two spicy takes I'm going to do are going to pertain to the Tigers. So number one, two Tigers finish in the top four for the American League Rookie of the Year's voting. Those two are Casey Mize and Akil Baddoo. And I believe Mize is going to continue to dominate. I won't say dominate, but continue to be solid the second half of the season. And he will lock up the American League Rookie of the Year. So then my last spicy take or hot take are the Detroit Tigers. Your Detroit Tigers finish the season at 500. Currently 11 games under 500. I believe they're 40-51 right now. I believe they're starting to turn it around. They're starting to get it together. And I think the Tigers are going to finish 500. Here's why. Spencer Turnbull and Matt Boyd are set to return over the upcoming weeks. So Turnbull has already thrown a no-hitter this season. Matt Boyd has been serviceable, not great, but not bad, but he has been better than what we currently have right now. I think in September, you see some big-time call-ups. I think you see Riley Green get called up, and I think you see Torque get called up, and I think you see these two really help push the Tigers forward and really fuel excitement for the franchise. And I think the Tigers ride that momentum, and I think by riding that momentum, I think you see A.J. Hinch finishing runner-up for the American League Manager of the Year race. I think Alex Cora probably will have that locked up here shortly, especially if the Red Sox continue to dominate. I don't think they will, but I think they'll finish the wild card, and I think you'll see Cora take home that award just because of where they finished last year to where they are now. So, yeah, guys, those are my spicy takes. I hope you enjoyed them. Feel free to discuss. Feel free to let me know on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, what you think. Let me know. Maybe give me five takes. Let me hear what you think are going to be some five takes, spicy takes for the second half of the season. Are they spicier than mine? I'd like to hear it. So that, guys, I'm going to go ahead and close this down. Another week, another exciting time for Michigan sports. Major League Baseball, like I said, second half is winding down. The NBA Finals are wrapping up. Suns got 2-1 lead over the Bucks, and Bucks look pretty good right now, though. NBA Draft in 2 weeks. Olympics start in 2 weeks. And I think probably in 2 weeks, I think I'm going to be doing an NBA mock draft special. Probably just going to hit the lottery. The NBA draft is so wonky that I could be 1,000 times wrong by the time you get to pick 8. So I think it'll just be a lottery draft, and we'll I'll share that with you guys and I'll share the results. So that, guys, again, thank you so much for taking some time to listen to me. Hope you're all being safe. Hope you're all healthy. Talk to you soon. Football's around the corner. Stay safe, guys. Go Green.